Hi, is this Marva?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
Rudy is my name, and we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics, okay? Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied? Somewhat dissatisfied?
Oh, very dissatisfied, yes.
Very dissatisfied, okay. I'm glad that you are giving me your opinion, okay? Very dissatisfied, you say, okay? Alrighty, give me one second here. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not important, it's not an important issue to you, and a 10 means that it is a very important issue to you. For example, I'll give you a topic here. Criminal justice reform. Is it very important or not important?
Very important.
From 0 to 10, how would you categorize it? 10 being very important issue.
10.
How about student loan debt? Where does your opinion stand on that?
I'll give that a 10.
Also a 10. Okay, how about abortion rights?
Oh, that's absolutely a 10.
Okay, how about education, kindergarten to 12th grade? How do you stand on that?
Well, considering I never had any children, and I'm still paying school taxes, I feel that's very important, but I'm sure that's never going to change.
Okay, how about health care?
Very important.
From 1 through 10, how would you categorize it?
A 10.
A 10. How about jobs and wages?
Like I said, it's a 10.
A 10. Okay. Climate change. What do you think about climate change?
It too is a 10.
Mm-hmm. Democracy. Is that important?
Absolutely. It's a 10.
Racism and discrimination.
Absolutely.
How would you? A 10 as well. Inflation and the cost of living. How would you categorize it on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Housing rights. Is that important to you?
Yes, it is. It's a 10.
Uh-huh. How about voting rights?
Absolutely a 10.
Immigration. How's that topic? What do you stand on that?
That's a 10.
Also a 10. Crime and violence. What do you stand on crime and violence?
That too is a 10.
Also a 10. Okay. Well, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local officers in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election? On a scale of 0, from 0 to 10, where 10 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote.
I'm
going to
vote.
Be?
That's extremely. That's a 10.
10. Okay, good. What is your race? Is it white, black,
I
or
prefer not to say. I took this survey a couple days ago on my phone. I prefer not to say. I have that right.
Not to say?
Yes.
Okay. You do have that right. And you do have that right. Okay. All right. No worries. All right. I appreciate your answer, though. Nevertheless, it's very important for us to know this. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I would say I'm a female, sure.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
I'm 57.
5'7", right? 57?
Yes, 57.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Well, I don't think I need to go there either. I'll pass on that question.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Well, the fact that I vote, period, is the 10 for me. That's what puts a 10. The fact that you put a vote in at all.
And I understand that. I mean, again, your opinion is very important, okay? We do appreciate you. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make the change, to make change on issues that matter to their community. How would you say they stand on the vote?
That would be a 10.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that, okay? I'm going to name just a couple for you here. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., how would you feel about that name and organization?
I believe if they were all well and capable, they should all run. I think we need mm-hmm. somebody under 80. I give it a 4. I give him a 4.
4. Okay, how about Kamala Harris?
I give her about an 8.
Her? Hey, good. How about the Republican Party?
I don't want anything to do with that.
Okay, so never heard of, or you want to do a 5 at a neutral
I'll
stand?
I'll pass. No, 0.
Okay.
I'll give it a 0.
Okay. How about Joe Biden?
He's too old to run.
So what would you say? What would you stand on a 0 to 10? What would you give him?
If he was the only one running, I'd give him a 10. But the fact
okay.
that he dropped out, I'd give him a thumbs up because that was the right thing to do. So I'd give
okay,
him a 3. I'd give him a
okay,
3.
Gotcha. 3. Okay, your final answer, 3. The Democratic Party, what would you give them?
Well, we have a lot of work to do, so I give it about a 5.
A 5, okay, all right. All right. Donald Trump. What do you give Donald Trump?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Very cold 0. Gotcha. Tim Walz.
Yeah. I don't know enough about the candidate, but I would hope that we're doing the right thing no matter how we vote. So I'll give him a 6 for being there.
Yeah, 6
taking
for being
all
there.
All this time,
gotcha.
I'll give him a 6.
Now, I know it's a long way off, okay, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'll pass on that question.
Undecided?
Yeah, undecided. I already went through this survey on my phone, so I know that was coming. But no, I don't really have to say right now.
Okay. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein? Undecided, I do not plan to vote. What would your answer be among these names?
Undecided right now.
Undecided still? Okay. Yeah. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? Or undecided?
I'm undecided. I'm undecided.
Undecided still. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate?
I am definitely undecided.
Undecided. Gotcha. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump?
I think that's private.
Okay, all right. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Well, I figure if everybody would vote, it would make a big difference, so I'll stick to that. Everybody's vote means something. Everybody's vote means something.
Good answer. Good answer. I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons where your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. I don't trust the candidates or political parties. I am not interested in politics. The system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us. Powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed. I don't feel informed enough about these issues. And or other, but you'd have to specify why you pick other. I could read them back to you if you like.
No, it does not really sway the way I vote. I vote what I think and what I hope and pray is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that the government is honest, but isn't that what we do when we vote? Anyway, at any time, we put that vote right place, we pray on that, and hope that it works out for the better of everyone. But I feel they hold too many secrets.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statement? Most people will take advantage of you if you let them.
Oh, I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay. I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote would make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. Here's one. If there were more trustworthy candidates who understood black issues, if politicians kept their promises to black communities, if I could have open, judgment-free conversations with black people like me about important issues before voting, if there were stricter regulations on political funding and regulations to control big money in politics, if black communities united around a common cause, which three answers would you pick?
Well, I don't feel that it's ever going to be an open forum. So
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like the money in the right place. Don't feel we know the candidates well enough to judgment on any of them. It's a
mm-hmm.
crapshoot. As far as I'm concerned, you can put that anywhere you want to put it, but I just don't feel that as the older I got, the more I trust. No.
Okay.
No.
So if politicians kept their promises to black communities, that would make a big difference, right?
If the politicians kept their promises to all communities, not just the black community.
Right. Right. And I understand.
Across the board, they shuffle and keep things under wraps. At all times. They don't tell us everything. You never expect them to. So you can throw that wherever you want it.
Uh-huh. All right. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Now, let me tell you this. Because we made our voices heard, we declared our people and shaped our city's future in her first budget. Philadelphia Mayor Sherrell Parker has allocated $6.3 billion to key city improvements. The budget includes funding for more police officers, enhancements to the streets departments, increased funding of SEPTA, and neighborhood cleanings. This budget outlines her goal to make Philadelphia the safest, cleanest, and greenest big city in the nation. Would you strongly be motivated by that, by those news, or not motivated at all?
I'm not sure exactly where that question is at. And West Philadelphia will have anything to do with the whole Pennsylvania group.
Yeah.
Because everything is different. I'm not real sure how to say that, so I'm just going to leave that one. Yeah, I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Let me read this to you, because we demand change. We declare our power and made a difference. In March of this year, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau set a new rule to reduce credit card late fees from $32 to $8. These junk fees, as they have been called, will save American consumers $10 billion annually. Our votes are keeping more money in our pockets. Would that motivate you to vote? Or not motivate you at all?
Well, if it's going to put more money in our pockets, they're just going to want us to put it back out into the system. That would be something they would vote on, because there would be a payback for them. I don't think that they correct the system in any state. We wouldn't keep going through these. All this dilemma, the immigration system, the welfare system, we're still talking about things that should have been corrected when I was a young girl.
Okay.
And none of them changed the whole time I've been, everybody, that's what they campaign on, is I did this and I did that, but it really isn't one person or one regime or one White House. It should be for the vote for it. And I don't feel they vote for us.
Would it strongly motivate you to vote, or would you say would not motivate you to vote at all?
I'm going to vote and put it in God's hands. That's what I'm going
to
do.
How would you place it on the scale? A 0 to 10, or between 0 and 10?
I'd give it about a 3.
Okay. All right. Let me read you this next one, because I like your opinion here. Because black Pennsylvanians voted for the right elected officials, a bill in the Pennsylvania Senate is being discussed that will give $526 million in grants to schools in 2025. The money will go to schools with more students living in poverty, making sure that schools in areas with lower property values get the funds they need. Our votes are making our communities. How would that motivate you to vote on a scale of 0 to 10?
Well, if I thought that maybe down the line this had been working for different communities, I could say, I'd give it an 8 if I thought my vote would make a difference. But I'm a school, state and federal taxpayer, and I've never had any children, and I don't see anything changing. I've gone in schools. In my city, I've gone following nieces and nephews, and I'm wanting to know, why are the ceilings wide open? Where is my money going? If my niece went through high school for 4 years and never had a locker. I mean, that's the kind of crap I want to know, where my money's going. So no, it's not going to motivate me in any way. If I want to vote on the ballot and read that kind of thing, and I think it's going to help, I would pray on it. It should have helped the whole time I was voting. And I can't get over why I'm paying taxes for schools that are closing up, and they're crowding them, and they're overcrowding them in my city, so that's got to be around the nation. So no, it's not going to motivate me anymore. I will vote if I want to. That's where I'm at right now. I don't see my money.
Sure.
In my local schools at all. So it's not going to make it any less that I don't vote for it, and it's not going to motivate me any more if I vote.
Place it on the scale, where would you place it?
I put it on a 3. I'd give it a 3.
Okay. Because we protested together and voted, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Our votes and our power are achieving the justice that we deserve. How you feel about that motivating you to vote on a scale of 0 to 10? Would you say, what would your answer be?
I think that you have to be a cop on the beat to make that call. I think the flagrancy of this last young lady that was that was killed in her home.
Breonna Taylor.
I would say that there's a little thing called, okay, either you want to use that camera evidence or you don't. Because when it's flagrant like that, why is there any question whether the cop is guilty or not? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just the point now where we're not looking at anything but color when it comes to blue or black. And we forget that all folks of color are not considered white. So if you have an Hispanic cop in that position and that was a black woman, what would my ethics be then? Well, I think he's in the wrong in the color blue. But I don't know the circumstance. I'm not on the beat with these guys. But it's not going to make me any less motivated to vote for whatever's right for the constituents in the community. I just think that that's a, if you have a camera on these guys, then you either going to use it for their defense or to prosecute. That's the chance they take when they put them on. So yeah, I'd give it about a 4.
You say a 4. Got it. Okay. Thank you for that answer. Now, thank you for your response so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds. And that's perfectly okay. Based on how you feel right now. This is only like 3 more questions left. Okay. Bear with me here. We're almost done. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
The fact that I vote at all is, I told you, it's a 10. That's not going to change.
Okay.
I'm not going to change my mind back.
How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Again, 0 to 10 on the scale to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
Everybody should be up more about everything going on in their community, because everybody's a melting pot in this country.
So you're saying that 10 mean?
I'm a 10, yes. I'm going to vote no matter what.
Okay. Alrighty. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
It could make a big difference, but I'm going to say I'm going to say 6.
As you may know, there will be an election for president of U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale of 10, okay? Got it. All right. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual,
that's
4, something else?
I won't answer that. I'll stick that out. Put that in the back burner. That's not, you don't need to know that. That's personal. That's something that no one needs to answer.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
That doesn't matter to me either.
Mm-hmm.
That should matter.
What do you say? Just to fill in the space, I don't want to leave, I can't leave it blank. And we're almost
done. I don't need, whatever 0 is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to answer that. Wherever you want to put
okay.
that.
Uh-huh. But would you say you're married, single, maybe separated and divorced, widowed? Maybe?
I don't think whatever that last part is, I don't feel that I need to answer that again. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't need to answer that.
Okay, gotcha. Are you the parent of or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Curry?
I don't need to answer that either. That doesn't have anything to do with
it. Would it be a yes or no?
It's a no.
Okay. All right. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
That's not necessary.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Give me 1 second here. Alrighty, and we're almost done here. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote. Absolutely, I'm going to vote.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm going to say I'm not even going to answer that.
Well, give me an answer. Independent, then, in that case?
I will say independent.
Okay. All right. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
The Democratic Party.
Okay, good, good. All right. How would you describe your employment status, if necessary?
I'm retired.
Retired, okay. All right. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best
estimate
is
fine. I'm not going into any of that. That's not any of your business. Yeah, that's not any of your business. Thank you.
Again, your best estimate. Man.
Oh, well, I'm not going into any of that. No.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Thank you.
What is your present religion, if any? Ma'am?
I'm Catholic.
Catholic. Okay. Good. All right. Give me a second here.
Well, I'm
aside
finished.
From weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? Once a week.
That's not anybody's business. I'll pass on that question also.
Well, this concludes our survey.
Thank you very much
for your participation. You've been great, okay? Thank you.